Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This episode is sponsored by the ICS Finance Club, led by student club presidents Joseph and Maddie. Tune in to the PSA for more information about their upcoming event. And moving on, in today's episode, we will introduce four more of our team members with a short Q&A time. Then for segment two, we welcome two very special guests. Maybe you've seen them on TV or seen them on social media, Mr. Tuck and Mrs. Elsie Boraboon. We'll be hearing a little bit about their journey and find out about some of the projects they've been working on recently. But before we jump into segment one, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks. He said, "Risk more than others think is safe. Dream more than others think is practical." This quote encourages individuals to push the boundaries of their comfort zone and not be afraid to take risk in pursuing their dreams, even when others may doubt them. By willing to take risk and dream big, individuals can achieve things that others may not have thought is possible. It emphasizes the importance of believing in oneself and not being limited by the expectations or limitations set by others. And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news with Mia.
Thank you for our quote of the day, Frank. Now, here's some headline news from around the world. All right, so our first headline comes from BBC. So as you all know, Mars, that's known for brands like Twix and M&M's, will acquire Kellanova, who is a maker of Pringles and Pop-Tarts, for nearly $36 billion. Now, this major snacking buyout is expected to face minimal regulatory hurdles and is actually set to close in early 2025. Kellanova will be joining Mars Snacking in Chicago, so let's all keep an eye out for that. All right, so we can all see that we have a little food theme going on. On to our next headline. The Canadian owner of Circle K has offered $38 billion to acquire 7-Eleven from Japan's Seven and I Holdings. If this was approved, the deal would actually expand ACT's network in the US and Canada to over 20,000 locations, and it also includes a 20% premium over 7-Eleven's pre-bid stock price. And finally, for our last headline, Twitter, or known as X, has actually shut down in its Brazilian office, which follows a clash with the Supreme Court judge, Alexandra de Moraes. Now, this dispute arose right after de Moraes threatened to arrest X's Brazilian legal representative if the platform did not block accounts that are accused of spreading, say, disinformation linked to former president. X criticized de Moraes for jeopardizing staff safety and actually announced the office closure. Musk called the decision difficult but necessary, arguing that de Moraes' actions undermine democratic governance. Now that is our headline news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote and headline news. Before we get into our interview with Mr. Tuck and Mrs. Elsie, we'd like to introduce four more new members of our Season 3 podcast team. We welcome to the studio Elsa, Esther, Indy, and Grace, or better known as Hiwi. I'm also joined by co-hosts Mia and Frank. Mia will start us off with our first question.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show, Elsa, Esther, Indy, and Hiwi. So if you guys could just introduce yourselves and your role in the podcast team, we'll start off with Elsa.
Hi, I'm Elsa and I'm a senior and my role in the podcast team is the writer and researcher.
Hi, my name is Esther. I'm also a senior and I am a graphic designer.
Hello, my name is Indy and I'm currently a senior also and I have a role in this class as the outreach and event specialist.
Hello, my name is Grace, but you can call me Hiwi. I'm a senior and my role is social media specialist in the podcast team.
Moving on to our next question. What inspired you guys to join Intro to Marketing?
One of our members in the team, Rebecca, recommended this class to me last year. She said it was really fun and I really wanted to join because I'm also very interested in marketing and so far it's been really fun.
I initially wanted to join Intro to Marketing because I thought it would be very interesting to experience and learn about the surface of how the marketing industry works.
For me, mine is probably pretty simple because I just like to design and I just like to do marketing.
For me, I was always interested in marketing and I want to major in the field of marketing in the future. And I also heard the marketing classes doing like podcasts. So I felt it would be a great experience and also build great memories with my friends.
All right. Thank you, guys. I think those are really good answers. And above all, I think we all just really want to gain, you know, just a better understanding in the field of marketing, I guess. All right. So now that you guys are actually like in marketing class, what is one thing that you like so far in marketing?
Since my role in the podcast team is actually writing the script, so I have a lot of fun writing the scripts and coming up with guiding questions that you guys get to hear on our podcast.
For me, I like the team dynamic in this class, how every job depends on another job. It grows our teamwork skills and a further connection between our class.
For me, since I'm the outreach and events specialist, I would always do reels with Kiwi. That's just one of like my likings of this class so far.
For me, I think creating reels is one of the things I like the most in the class. I have posted two reels currently. One is Indy, Maddie, and Joseph rising up. Second one is Joseph rising up with his Chinese accent. And both of them have a lot of views, so I'm really happy with it.
I also really like the reels. I think it's really funny. And anyways, also, what are you guys' goals about this class?
One particular goal I have is actually to enhance my writing skills, because writing the guiding questions can make me be able to find out what grammatical places I need to like put or like what I have to write later, and maybe like coming up with the guiding questions is also a very good thing. So into enhancing my creativity and imagination on personalizing the specific topics that we talk about in the episodes.
Overall, I just want to learn more about marketing and basically just grow in my experiences.
I just want to be better in marketing and I just want to be more creative with my thoughts.
For me, I want to make one reel that goes really viral, like 1 million views and like 100,000 likes. And also, I want to learn more about like marketing strategies for my future career.
All right, thank you everybody for those answers. I do have one more question for everybody in the studio, and we'll start with Mia answering this one first. So maybe you can think about, or who do you enjoy working with the most in the class so far? So Mia, why don't you go first with this question?
All right, thank you for that question, Mr. Jason. I would say this is a really hard question, but for sure, I definitely don't like working with Frank a lot. I'm just kidding. I've been bashing him so much. I'm so sorry. Anyways, I think that one person that I have particularly enjoyed, you know, working with is definitely, you know, talking with Frank about the episodes and scripts, and also working with my team leader, Premi, and my writer, Elsa. Yeah, that's about it. I'll pass it on to Frank next.
I enjoy working with Abe in total, although it's not the most productive. But it's the most fun, I'd say. But to be productive, I'd say with Mia or Premi. But still, I prefer Toto and Abe.
I really enjoy working with our co-hosts in our podcast team, Mia, Frank, and Highlight, because I get to hear their creative ideas and what they want to put in as the guiding questions.
As the other graphic designer, I enjoy working with Micah because we get to joke around a lot with our designs.
So first of all, I love working with everyone. But I would say the one that I love working with most is probably Maddie, Joseph, Hugh, and Tian. And it's probably just that I work with them the most and I know them the most.
I enjoy working with Indy, Maddie, Joseph, and Cian as well, because they enjoy contributing to the reels that I have planned for them, and they also throw a lot of creative ideas for the reels.
Well, thank you guys very much for answering all those questions. Hopefully our audience will start to get to know you by your work and the stuff that you're producing for us on every episode. So thank you. A lot of the people you're meeting right now, a lot of these team members, a lot of them are working behind the scenes. So just know that there's a lot of work that goes into the production of every episode. All right. So thank you. And that concludes our first segment. We'll be right back after the short PSA announcement.
One, two, three, four.
Clubs, clubs, clubs. There are just so many to choose from, but ICS Finance Club is one of the best for you in various different aspects. As we all know, the mission of ICS Finance is to inspire young investors and future entrepreneurs, and also encouraging them to open their minds to the principles of investments and to also learn to share their perspectives. Now, financial literacy is obviously a very important skill, I'll say, for any high school student. So you guys can go check them out on Instagram at ics.finance.club. There will also be an event where they'll be visiting the Stock Exchange of Thailand, actually, on September 13th. There are many limited spots, so stay tuned for further updates on their Instagram, again, at ics.finance.club.
And we are back with our second segment, and we have the privilege of talking with Mr. Tuck and Mrs. Elsie Boriboon. Mr. Tuck is a well-known Thai actor, comedian, model, and TV host. His wife, Mrs. Elsie, also joins us, and she's a former air hostess for Malaysian Airlines. More recently, they, along with their daughter, have been the face of Mr. DIY Thailand, a commercial which dropped earlier this year on YouTube, which now has close to 5 million views. It's quite clever and catchy, so check it out when you have a chance. Mia will start us off with our first interview question.
All right, hello and welcome to the show. So we're really honored to have you guys in the studio, and thank you again for taking the time to talk with us. All right, before we talk about some of your more recent work, we'd love to hear about how you both got into your different careers. So could you both share some of your career journey with us?
My work is an actor, and I have a company for making a TV program. Yeah, it's called Comedy Cup. Yeah, Workpoint Channel 23.
And now Miss Elsie?
Okay, right now I'm a full-time housewife, but before this I did work. Actually, when I was a child, I had two dreams, and I'm so happy that I succeeded my dreams, both of them. So after I graduated, I joined a cruise liner. I worked as a seafarer for 6 years. Then after 6 years, I moved to airlines and worked in airlines for 5 years.
Thank you for sharing. And now moving on, the next question is, What were some challenges you faced early in the industry?
I started working like 10 years, my age, 10 years old. And then I start like a movie, Long Tak Lap Pap. After that, TV series, something like that. When I have a company, on 27, I start building my company until now. Challenging, yeah, because for the TV program, the people not watching it too much now. Like Channel 3, 7, something like that. I changed my mind for the online. The last time I have a show on the TV program, and then I lose my money a lot of. Long time ago, And then I'm thinking, where are the watching, something like that. Oh, on the mobile. On that time, I changed my mind from make a TV program on the online.
As for me, things that I have challenged during my first work as a seafarer was seasickness. During rough sea, I get a really bad seasickness. So my best candy was a seasickness pill. Technically, we have a clinic next door, and doctor got fed up with me, so he gave me the whole bottle. Oh. Yeah, next to me as my best friends. Being a cabin crew, my biggest challenge was every day when we go to work, we have to well prepare that about safety and security, because that's the main reason where we go on board. And every year, we have to renew our flying license, where we have to go through all the exams and also all the drills.
And I have a follow-up question for you, Mrs. Elsie. Just wondering, now that you've mentioned all of your challenges about seasickness and like safety, security on all these things, now that you're looking back, do you think that it was all worth it?
Yeah, it's all worth it because you do what you love, so all the challenges will become your motivation.
All right.
So you just keep doing it.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for that. And another follow-up question is, how did you guys meet? And Quintu can also answer.
I think
nothing but the truth.
Back, I think 15 years ago, I'm a passenger.
On a plane.
Yeah. I flying back from the Surat Thani, and then I met her. She waiting for me because walk late and boarding gate, and then she not smile.
Oh,
like that. Okay. And then I saw her. Oh, so beautiful. Until now, yeah, so beautiful.
Aww.
Yeah. And then when I on a plane, I talking to her. Do you have a Coke? And then she said, "What? Oh, she can speak Thai." And then on that flight, I talk to her a lot. Yeah. When she walk past, hey, girl. Noodle, yeah, noodle, something like that. All the time, yeah, on that flight. And then we change the MSN. No.
No, you should say you are a superstar at our slide, so.
email, again.
Oh, all right, that's such a meet cute.
Back to the story, when I first joined the airline and joined AirAsia.
Oh, AirAsia.
And then 10 of us from Malaysia being sent to Thailand and based in Thailand. That's where I met him during our first flight.
Oh.
Yeah. Basically, during that time, AirAsia was still quite new here.
Right.
So we only have like 3 crew members. One of us have to go for boarding gate to do the announcement and welcome all the passenger, where he was the last one to arrive. And even though he knows that he was late, but he still walked like a superstar way, which is really slow-mo.
Girl.
Yeah. And then he start telling me like he's a superstar. So you can imagine during the
flight
that the flight need to go on time and then someone being late and so chill.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thank you for that.
On that time, about the airplane, Malaysia Airlines disappeared. This airplane is gone. And then on that time, I fall in love. Hey, you quit your job.
Yes. And during that time, I was with Emirates Airline. So I go places and I mean, we hardly meet each other once a month, like maybe 7 or 3 times a year. Yeah, then he requested me to move over to Thailand. So I actually moved here 1 year before we got married because I'm not sure that we can live together or not because we don't really see each other. Some people that you can meet for hi, bye, but then you can't really live together. So we try for 1 year before we actually get married.
Okay. This love story is like straight out of a movie or like a book, you know, like love in the air or like love in the airplane.
Yeah.
So like one thing, this is kind of off topic. Would you recommend that if you love someone or you like someone in public, just talk to her?
Yeah.
Because I've had friends and they were like, she doesn't like me. Yeah. So one more thing. I understand that you hosted like a ghost story TV show in Thailand. Could you like explain what that show was about or like what's like the spookiest stories? But like not too spooky though, because the kids don't get scared.
Okay. Long time ago, I work on the TV program 10 years. I just quit 3 years ago. For me, I believe in a God, because I'm not sure that I met a God, but I think it's God, for me. When I was a teenager, same as you, I went to that house, Solaburi, big house. And then I challenging, hey, if you have a God, come on, come inside, come on, show me. I'm not scary, right? Come on, hey, show me. On that time, for the daytime, I did it. For the nighttime, I can't sleep it. The window, I saw with my eye, the window, no wind. Bang, bang, bang. The door, bang, bang, bang. After that, walking out from that house, I met the black shadow. And then talking Thai. Get out! For me, if we don't trust like for the God, I think don't challenge it. For me, For me, okay. Something like that.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on from the spooky, you guys have a family TV show on YouTube, right? With over 2 million subscribers when we last checked. So could you talk to us a little bit
about it and share some of the ups and downs that comes with producing a show like that?
When I start, I'm not singing too much. Yeah. I'm just keeping a memory for my daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I start shooting when she 3 years old because my wife said she won't believe, have a clip. That's why I start making a clip. But for me, I working in this career for a long time, right? That's why I know how to make a clip because it's my work. I know for the shooting, for the singing, for the camera, yeah. That's why I start shooting for my daughter and my wife. But for the first time, we not making money, just keeping up, memory and teaching her. Because I want my daughter talk good, same as you, like that. same as you. But for we make a channel, and then the profit coming up. When I talk a lot, like at the university, when I talk for the do the channel, public stage, okay. I said, you choose to know yourself what you want to do for the channel. If you love sport, okay, go ahead, something like that. I think if making money is not stable, it's not stable, but making money, but not sure this month is good, next month is not good,
It's because I'm Billy, because he was still very young in his child. Sometimes we don't really know whether she can do it or certain things that we ask her to say it. Because as we're doing it, we have sponsors coming in and some sponsor would like her to say some certain sentences that she really have to memory them. Where sometimes she just can't, so it takes a long time. I remember that there was a scene that she just have to look up to the sky and make some expression like, wow. And then she keep complaining like, well, it's too bright. She can't open her eye. Or she remembered to open her eye, but she forgot the wow. And it took us a few hours just for a few seconds of steam where we really have to be patient when we work with her. And right now, she already almost 10 years old. Still, we're facing the same problems because she is not someone that we ask her to do something easily. She need a lot of reason and she have her own thinking and mindset. So she will suggest something. So in order to solve the problem, so we always say, okay, we do it your own way and then we do it what Papa suggested too. So take an even longer time to make like sort like two kind of scene in one go. But then good and bad for doing this is sometimes it brings the family closer. But when conflict happened and we couldn't solve it and someone take it too personally, then it will bring something not so nice to our relationship.
Okay, so I have a follow-up question. So you said that the money isn't like stable. Like some months it might be good or it may be bad. Mm-hmm. So is the ultimate goal of making these videos just to bond as a family? To like get closer with your daughter or teacher?
Right.
Right. เหมือนให้ทำแบบทำเมมโมรี่กับลูกเหรอครับ
ใช่
ครับ
ใช่ yeah because the life is going fast like this year next year yeah every day take photo if I'm not touch the camera I can't sleep yeah I want to keeping a memory time yeah
I definitely relate to that because last year.เป็นนักเรียนแลกเปลี่ยนปีที่แล้ว so I did that and like the whole year like it passed on really quick so I started realizing that time is going by really really fast I still feel like I'm like 12 you know but yeah let's get back to the question because I've been off topic so I saw that your family worked with Mr. DIY Thailand like can you explain like what type of project that is or like maybe a little bit about that business
I think that Mr. DIY choose us because the family, father, mother, daughter, something like that.
They choose us because when we do our Burgu Family channel, we always DIY stuff. So India, so.
I love to make a toy, like a big toy. like a moving bed, something like that.
Weird and funny stuff for buddies to play, have fun while. Because I did ask them, and then because we are the first family that being chosen as a presenter for Mr. DIY, because before this they don't have any presenter. And then they say that we soup in down. So
I also have like a follow up question. Like, is there like any like future project that you can like leak or like give us like a little like snip?
Future project, huh? Future project that I want to do for me, university, I want to travel.
project.
Because I start working like 10 years. When I was 10 years old, I working a lot, Until now, 45, working, For me, for the project, I want to rest.
He wanted to rest, but he refused to rest. So he worked till midnight, still he's working.
So, like, do you, like, recommend gap years for university? Like, maybe take 1 year off and, you know, live lives, travel, and then go to college? Or do you say that we should go to college first and then rest?
Not sure, but
for me, because time is short, we don't know when is our time. So I would say we do two things at the same time. When there's studying time, we study, and there's break time. So we use that time to go travel as well. That's why I chosen my work that I can travel while working. So basically, during that time, I don't really spend a lot on traveling because... And I get paid when I travel.
Okay. When I travel, I told her, change the country. 3 years ago, we just went for the China.
Okay, this...
I don't know why. We change
okay,
Australia.
We used to travel to places. I mean, every year we change country and go. But since last year, I only arranged us to go China because... Started last year and this year, for Malaysian to go China is visa-free, so I took the chance. So took the chance visa-free, go to travel in China first, because China has so many things to see.
Yeah.
I told her, come on, change the country.
next year, no more visa-free for Malaysian.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, fun fact, I also went to China this year. I went to Shanghai. Which province did you guys go to?
The first one I took belief in him was to Beijing.
Oh,
belief wanted to for the Great Wall.
Oh yeah, that's nice. All right, thank you for that. All right, we're at our last final question, and we always like to ask our guests for advice. So, what kind of advice would you give to an ambitious young person who is thinking about entering a career in entertainment or possibly the airline industry? So if you guys could give a bit of advice.
Okay. For me, we can't push everybody. When I was a child, 10 years, my aunt pushed me. And then I don't like it. And then I start working 10 years. When I 24, so boring for this career. And then I quit it for this career.
Where did you win when you quit?
UK. Did watch it. UK. Yeah. Little long,
No. He went for English study.
I quit it, So boring, Okay. After that.
Why dishwashing?
Why? No money.
People recognize he was so sharp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Show him off to the back.
Okay, and then when I back, I start working. After that, working. Oh, that's why I loving it. Okay, back for the child, right? We can't push. Hey, you like this. Come on, say back me with Papa. Papa have the company. Papa have everything for you. Come on, follow me. We can't push her, but. We can teach her. If she like, come on. Okay, like this. I think I'm not push my daughter, but I want she to be a good girl. Like a thing positive and good mind. Not like a jealous everybody. Hey, your friend have like this and then you talk about it. I don't like.
Yeah, for me, put the right person at the right job.
Right.
First, we have to have the interest. And then interest is not enough. If we only like it, we have to work hard on it. And we have to know our strength. So no harm trying when you want to be someone. You want to venture to this career. But then you should give yourself a time frame. Once you know that this is not really what you want and you're good at, I think you should go for other options. Because I do believe that when you are young, it's a time that you really have to chase your dreams because time don't wait.
Yeah, for sure.
If I want to do, like, when I start making a company, because I loving it, like, for me, it's a Thai call, lom leo, tae mai lom leo. If we falling down, follow your dream, following it, yeah. If we falling down, but we are not quit, I think. From there,
yeah. And you fall down, you will.
Yeah.
Because it's your dream.
Yeah. That's like teacher. 10 years and
still long layo. How about?
On that time, come on. I don't know.
I guess I'll close with this because I really like that. What Mr. Tuck said, basically, if it's your dream and you fall down, you can get back up and keep trying because it's your dream. Yes. If it's not your dream and you fall down, you can just quit because it's no big deal, right? So that's really good advice. Thank you. Thank you guys again for joining us in the studio. I know you've got different schedules and you're busy on and off with that. So thank you for coming and speaking with us. We really appreciate it and get your perspective on those different industries, which a lot of the students don't necessarily know that much about. So thank you again.
Okay, thank you for your kind. Thank you.
Once again, we'd like to extend our thanks and appreciation to the ICS Finance Club for sponsoring this episode. Check their Instagram account handle at ics.finance.club. Stay tuned for our next episode as we talk with some guests who may or may not have ever used the phrase back in the day when referring to something they have done in the past. So make sure you tune in next episode to find out more. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com. A vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.